This is John chapter 9, verses 13 through to verse 34. Then he took the man and had been blind from the Pharisees, but it was on the Sabbath that Jesus had made the mud and healed him. The Pharisees asked the man all about it, so he told them, "He put the mud over my eyes, and when I washed it, I could see." So the Pharisees said, "This man, Jesus, is not from God, for he is working on the Sabbath." Others said, "But how could an ordinary sinner do such miraculous signs?" So there was a deep division of opinion among them. Then the Pharisees again questioned the man who had been blind and demanded, "What's your opinion about this man who healed you?" The man replied, "I think he must be a prophet." The Jewish leaders still refused to believe the man had been blind and could not see. So they called in his parents. They asked them, "Is this your son? Was he born blind? If so, how can he now see?" His parents replied, "You know this is our son and that he was born blind, but we don't know how he can see or who healed him. Ask him. He's old enough to speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders who had announced that anyone saying Jesus was the Messiah would be expelled from the synagogue. That's why they said, "He's old enough. Ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind and told him, "God should get the glory for this, because we know this is Jesus. This Jesus is a sinner." "I don't know whether he is a sinner," the man replied, "but I know this. I was blind and now I can see." "But what did he do?" they asked. "How did he heal you?" "Look," the man exclaimed, "I told you once. Didn't you listen? Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciple?" Then they cursed him and said, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know God spoke to Moses, but we didn't even know where the man comes from." "Why, that's very strange," the man replied. "He healed your eyes, and yet you didn't know where he comes from." "We know that God doesn't listen to sinners, but he is ready to hear who worship him and do his will. Ever since the world began, no one has ever been able to open the eyes of someone born blind. If this man were not found from God, he couldn't have done it." "You were born a total sinner," they answered. "You are trying to teach us." And they threw him out of the synagogue.
Continuing to read from verses 35 to 41. When Jesus heard what had happened, he found the man and asked, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man answered, "Who is he, sir? I want to believe in him." "You have seen him," Jesus said, "and he is speaking to you." "Yes, Lord, I believe," the man answered, and he worshipped Jesus. Then Jesus told him, "I entered this world to render judgment, to give sight to the blind and to show those who think that they see that they are blind." Some Pharisees who were standing nearby heard him and asked, "Are you saying we're blind?" "If you were blind, you wouldn't be guilty," Jesus replied, "but you remain guilty because you claim you can see."
Seeing is believing, so the saying goes. But in the end, they're only science. It can be a case of seeing, yet still not believing. If we think of Thomas, Thomas didn't believe. Even when Thomas saw it, he was concerned. But he said, "Unless I put my finger into the hole unless I experience putting my hand into the side, then I won't believe. In John 9, the signs are pointing to the reality that Jesus is God, that he's the Messiah, that God promised after Adam and Eve fell into sin. So what is John telling us? Well, people are blinded by sin. They're blinded by the truth or to the truth. They could see the signs and miracles with their eyes, but they didn't believe. We live in a society that loves darkness rather than light. People who are blinded to the spiritual truth, the truth of Jesus Christ, the truth of God. Darkness is the enemy of God. It is counter to all God represents. Humanity loves darkness rather than light. Humanity lives in a world of darkness. In John 8:12, it says, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. What we see in John 9 is a man born blind. And the questions being asked, and even the verses that we didn't have earlier in that chapter, read them when you get home. Read that whole chapter. It's a story, it's an account, it's real, and it's important. Jesus heals a man born blind. But he also goes on then to talk about spiritual blindness, about the fact is that people could see, but in actual fact, in accepting Jesus Christ into their lives becomes difficult. The man has to justify himself. Jesus sees him sometime later. After he's been thrown out, Jesus hears of this man's predicament. He seeks him, finds him out, and he asks him a question. Do you believe in the Son of God? Do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is he, sir? The man asked. Tell me so I might believe. Jesus said, you've seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you. Then the man said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. The man came from no faith to full faith in Jesus Christ.